Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here. Joining me today, Dr. Alice Benton. Hey, Alice, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great today. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Glad you're here. And then Chris Williams is in with us again. Chris, welcome.
Yes, good to be here. Brave that blistery, cold, rainy Southern California morning to be here.
Yeah. Well, both Chris and Alice are our newer people on the program. So it's great to have you guys here together. And Alice, you went to St. Thomas University, didn't you?
That's right, back in Minnesota.
Well, I got to tell you, I have a little problem with attention deficit disorder. And I was scheduled to speak at St. Thomas University.
Really?
So, not looking at the details, I packed my swimsuit thinking that this was St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. I had my shorts, my Hawaiian shirts, and things like that. And I get on the plane and realize, oh, this is not what I thought. And it was like one of the coldest times ever. So I used my imagination and went down and bought some little umbrellas to put in my water and stuff like that. And imagine that I was in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. But anyway, Alice, you work in it. What's the name of the clinic you work in
Los Angeles? Clinica Romero in downtown L.A.
Oh, it's wonderful. And you are bilingual or trilingual? Which one?
Bi. We'll stick with bilingual.
All right, bilingual. And really glad that you're with us here today. And I know that you do a great job in that clinic. And Chris, you have your own private practice and really a great addition to the program. Anybody wanting to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And if you're not aware, we have some amazing intensives coming up. This weekend is Every Man's Battle. And we've just had, in the past couple of days, a flood of signups, people wanting to get their act together for the entire year. And so I would just wonder if you could ask yourself, is this the year to make it happen? Is this the time that you're finally going to go to one of these intensives that every time we mention it, you're kind of a little bitter? You know, it kind of bugs you because you really sense that God could do a great thing in your life if you went. So if that's the case, just come. Every Man's Battle, of course, is right there in this weekend. And then we're going to do Living Light the following weekend, and you can get into that. And I'm telling you, let me give you a scripture that I kind of use as the foundation of this, and it's Luke 11:36. And it says this, if you're filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant as though a floodlight were filling you with light. It says, if there are no dark corners, we're going to deal with the dark corners. Do you have some dark corners in your life? Well, a lot of times those dark corners will put out the rest of the light. And you end up not only not having light, and of course, the Lord is the source of that light, but you have more death than life in your life. We're going to talk about a way where we become so full of God's light that it's not about losing weight. It's about people looking at us and thinking, there's a change there. Not just weight loss, but there's something else happening, and you become as radiant as if a floodlight were shining from you. So if you got some dark corners that you think might have a little bit to do with the weight that you're carrying, it's Living Light. Find out about it. It's next weekend, not this coming, but next, 1-800-229, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. Now, if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We'll be right back after this. Glad you're with us today on New Life Live. Hi, Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We want to talk to you about our Intimacy Intensive for Marriages.
The Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 17th to the 19th.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together. We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy levels of their life.
One of the things that we're going to do in this weekend is address the issues of sexuality, emotional intimacy, physical touch, things that the church traditionally does not address. We're going to be a place where you can come and really bring the real you, your real marriage, and it can be a very safe place.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
You come join us. We would love to have you there. I think we can meet some needs for you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Unfortunately, I have Alice Benton and Chris Williams with me because day before yesterday, I just got back from Greece. And I tell you, it was one of the most amazing experiences ever. And as many of you are aware, we're doing a New Life trip in October, and we're going to Greece. Solomon, my 10-year-old, went with me, and we just had an amazing time going to some of the places that we're going to visit when we're there. And there are things that you just wouldn't see any other place. And I think it's going to, I was telling our team today, I think it's going to be even more of a spiritual awakening than going to Israel. And we had two great trips to Israel. But the first day I was there, we went up to the Acropolis, and on top is the Parthenon. And I looked over and I asked our guide, "What is that over there?" And she said, "That is Mars Hill." We went to Mars Hill, and I stood right where Paul preached that amazing message right out of Acts 17, where he says to these pagans, "Hey, you got all these gods, but you've got a little statue here to an unknown God. And I want to tell you, my God is that unknown God." We're going to relive that moment and many others. It's just a fascinating trip. Check it out. You can still get the $100 discount if you sign up now. But let's go to the phones. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. And we'll go to Deb first. Hey, Deb, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. What's going on in your life? Tell us. We talked to you a week or so ago, or 2 weeks, or I don't know when it was.
And
you were struggling a little bit. You had plateaued in your weight loss, right? How are things now?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely moving. I'm so excited to say that I'm seeing a difference. I do believe exercise is probably helping in that. I was allergic to exercise at the beginning. Just to let you know, I did
Me
not
too.
Care for exercise.
Right.
And what I really appreciated when I went to the conference, which was a total God story that I even ended up there, so it was just phenomenal. But the exercise there, you had three different levels of exercise. And I was in the chairs up front because I have replaced knees and I couldn't hardly move.
Yeah.
And the Michelle staff was wonderful that weekend. They just were so caring, loving, and I never felt condemned or judged. I was learning
right.
what I could do and grew from there.
Well, we're going to do Living Light. We really believe that we're going to go a little deeper spiritually. We're going to really focus on how do we fill our lives with God's truth and light. Encourage someone to come join us next weekend that might be wondering whether they should go.
Well, if there's anyone out there, I never thought this could happen to me. It was always somebody else's story. And now it's mine. And I want to encourage that person out there who's just thinking about it and saying, you know, should I do this? You will not regret that decision. There is freedom. and there is transformation that has happened in my life. And it is more than the weight loss, like you were speaking of. It is my walk with the Lord. It is so precious. And the bonus I get, people come up and they say, what are you doing? And I get to share the God story with them.
Amen.
And I am thrilled to do that, thrilled to just lift his help, his name up. And it's all, to me right now, it's all about being healthy. And that's
and
the
now,
amazing thing.
Well,
I love it.
The thing I love is that you never thought it would happen to you. It did.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just were sharing with a couple million people there trying to convince them to do the same thing. If you want to come to Living Light, it's our weight loss program once a year. We're going to be doing that next weekend in Orange County, Southern California. You call us right now, 1-800-229-3000. I'm sorry, that's the number to be on the program. But call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we will help you. There are people that are standing by those phones or sitting by them, and they want to talk to you. It's the second time I've gotten that confused today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's because of jet lag. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll tell you all about Living Light. And Deb, thank you so much for that phone call. Let's go to our next caller. And how about we go to... Well, let's go to Elaine from Atlantic City, New Jersey, listening on the internet. Hello, Elaine.
Hi.
Hi there. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm calling in reference to my daughter-in-law. Let me give you a little history.
Okay.
My son and daughter-in-law, I've been married for 20 years. I always think we have a good relationship with them. We're very good. We're close to our grandchildren. They live close to us. But sometimes I just don't know how to take my daughter-in-law. She sometimes just won't talk to us. She's had times where we're visiting and she'll go into the other room and hold the laundry. We've had family functions with family from, you know, that don't live locally. She won't speak to anybody. And if somebody speaks to her to try to draw her in the conversation, it's a very abrupt, curt answer.
So what does your son say about that? How does he explain that?
I have talked to him, and he'll say, it's because I said, is there something I've done? Or maybe something I didn't do that I should have done? And he keeps saying, no, Mom, it's not you. But
so what does he say it is? What does he say it is?
He just doesn't say it's anything. I don't know. I don't know if I should. I haven't said anything to her. Because in her family, if they get mad at you, they never speak to you again.
Okay. So when are you going to be with her next? When are you going to be with her next? When is the next time you'll be with her?
Could be with at one of the kids' games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what I would do, and then I want to hear from Chris and from Alice. I would ask your son if he knows of anything that you could do to make her more comfortable around you. Just ask him if he knows of anything. Do I ask her too many questions? Do I sit too close to her? Is there anything you're aware of, son, that I could do to accommodate her, to adapt to her, that would make her feel more comfortable? And see where that takes you. But let's hear from Alice and Chris what they think might be helpful here with a daughter-in-law who distances herself from you.
Yeah, Deb, Chris
and
Williams.
This isn't all the time. Sometimes she's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So Deb, one of the things I would start with is take your son at his word. He said, "Don't, you know, this isn't about you." And I believe that. It is not about you. And so the less you can personalize it for yourself, the better. It sounds to me like she deals with a lot of social anxiety. She's probably a natural introvert. And so that is a discomfort in her own skin, especially in new social situations. And also, she might be more on the extreme end of the introversion, so that that's an energy issue, meaning that like being around people drains her energy. And so if she doesn't have a lot of energy, especially if she's prone to things like depression, then she literally will not have the ability to show up and engage because it's not in her in that moment. And it has nothing to do with the setting around her. She'll need that retreat time. She'll need that re-energizing time. And it is difficult for those around her because, you know, it's hard to relate to somebody that really isn't that communicative, that doesn't talk, that doesn't open up and let themselves be known.
Alice, any thoughts here?
Yeah, Elaine, I would ask you something. It sounds like she does have children. She has some of your grandchildren, is that right? She and your son?
That's correct.
Okay, yep. And you spend some time with them too, I think I heard.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we take them on vacation with us.
Oh, wow, that's great.
We're very close to our grandchildren.
Well, I want to congratulate you for that and a couple of other things that you're doing. The fact that you would ask your son, is there anything that you have done, is such a courageous question. And that you are putting your... giving so much love to the grandchildren, you're loving her by loving her children. As a mother of young children myself, I know how much that means. And I'd also say that I'm an introvert. So it means so much to me when family can step in like that and help out with the children. When you said that there are exceptions, there are some times that the two of you are able to connect. I would encourage you to reinforce those times by bringing them up to her to let her know how much you enjoyed her company when you and she spent a little time together when you were able to chat. I don't think I'd push it much more than that, but just mentioning that you enjoy her company and reminding her of some of those good times. And then I would also encourage you, and it sounds like you do a lot for her already, but if you want to step in and build a little bit more intimacy with her, I would encourage you to ask her, is there anything I can do for you? And whether it's, you spend a lot of time with the grandkids already, but if she is an introvert, she may get overwhelmed in the roles that she has in her life, and she may need some downtime and alone time. And even though that may be separating from you, you would be investing in the relationship with her, as it sounds like you're already doing. And I would just encourage you to ask her that question. One other question that might be for down the road, because what you mentioned when she gets angry at someone, you said in their family, they cut off communication and you might never hear from them again. So it sounds like it might be risky to talk to her directly about this. And so you've talked with your son, which I think was a great idea to do. But as you continue to invest in her and the grandchildren, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider asking her the question, I would love to be closer to you. I would love to have a better relationship. And as I said earlier, when you and I spend time together, I so enjoy your company. Is there anything that we can do together? Anything fun that you enjoy doing that I could go? Could I take you out to lunch? You know, what do you enjoy doing that I could do with you? And leave the ball in her court to let her answer and maybe give you some suggestions. So those are things that are in your power to do. And again, it sounds like you're already doing some of them. So great work so far.
Well, Alice, I love that too, because activities mm-hmm. can disarm and yeah. common activities can disarm. That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially from the perspective of her, maybe she's an introvert. And if you're at her place most of the time when she kind of pulls away, could just be this overload that happens and her need to get away a little bit. So maybe that alone time over lunch where the kids aren't there, nobody else is there, would be a great thing. And then just one final thing. You absolutely never know what this really is about. Maybe she sees the relationship with you and your son and she thinks, never had that with my own parents because they hold these grudges or whatever. It could be something good in your life that triggers her to back away because it saddens her or triggers her in some way. So I hope that something we've said has been helpful here. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope you find some great, great insight in there. And if you do, you know, just like anybody else, March is our Take Your Life Back month. You can come and join us for that intensive. Well, let's go back to the phones. And let's go to, how about Sue from Buena Park, California. Hi, Sue. Welcome to New Life Live. And by the way, before you say anything, it's 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number to join us here. We're going to be in the studio for 3 hours. If you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want information about the intensives, 1-800-NEW-LIFE and newlife.com. Sue from Buena Park, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. How could we help you today?
So here's my question for you.
Okay.
How do I communicate with my husband, who has Asperger's, who is absolutely not open to go and seek a third party for counseling?
Okay. How long have you known that he has Asperger's?
About probably 5 years.
Uh-huh. Okay. And in that 5 years, what have mm-hmm. you done to educate yourself and come to understand what that's all about?
I personally have done therapy for myself. I've read mm-hmm. 5,000 Asperger books, been in an Asperger support group.
Great.
Everything, yes, I have a support group. Yeah.
So in all of that, you feel yes. like you still need some answers on how to connect with him.
Yes, because we don't connect. He's black and white, and yeah. he cannot see my side of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we can give you some help here. All right?
Okay.
Hold on. We're going to go to a break. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. The Living Light Weight Loss Workshop. We've talked about it. It's a reality. Weekend after this one, come join us. It could change everything. Use your weight as an excuse to transform your life. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, the number to call.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn.
You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now, essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a brand new program for that, and it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper. It's January the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's in Orange County. I hope you'll join us. Sign up now. It's going to be great. Great way to start the year. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll help you get that lighter life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. And we've talked about three major things. One, every man's battle this weekend. And then we've got Living Light, the weight loss, next weekend. And then in October, we're going to Greece. You can find out about all of that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. We're talking with Sue. Her husband is married, is an Asperger's, on the Asperger's spectrum. He's way down on there. And she's married to him, and he's black and white, and he won't get any kind of help. Sue, a couple of things that I would suggest, and I don't presume to be more wise than 5,000 Asperger's books, but I do have some friends that have it. So here's one thing. I'm just wondering if you could surrender your desire for him to see things your way. Because I don't think he ever fully will see things your way and be able to communicate to you, I see it your way. And so one thing is to just give that up, even though that seems like, well, gosh, we're just going to be so disconnected. Well, not necessarily, because there's so many other areas for you to connect in. You don't have to alter what you believe or what you think is right, but you just have to expect this man is never going to give the response that's going to make me feel good in my differing opinion. So that might be helpful to you. I hope that it is. And then, you know, I would just hope that in the support group that you wouldn't give up on that support group. Mm-hmm. You'd stay in there. Yes. You'd get the support that you need. And then go develop that life that's so fun and full with friends and all, because you're not going to get the emotional connection from him. You're not going to get that deep, passionate emotional connection from him. And don't forget, anytime you see a little bit of progress, praise that progress. And finally, even though he doesn't tell you that he agrees with you, even though he doesn't even acknowledge that he hears you, I can guarantee mm-hmm. you he is hearing more than you could ever imagine and is actually receiving it in a way that has a bit of influence on him, even though he can't really express it to you. Mm-hmm. Alice, Chris, what are your thoughts here?
I do have one thought. This makes me think of the reaping and sowing principle, the sowing and reaping principle, that, and this is going to sound very unfair, but when we want something and we're not getting it, especially from a partner, one thing that we can do, if they won't give it when we ask for it, or they're unable, like it sounds like your husband is, we give it. Mm-hmm. We give it anyhow, and that's not fair, but it is one of God's principles that when we start to give, we will reap it. Maybe not from him. It may be from the support group that you reap it, but I would ask you and encourage you to step in and give him what you're hoping for from him. And a very structured way of doing that is Mylan and Kay Yurkovich's Comfort Circle. It's so structured that he may be able to learn that with you too eventually, but I would ask you to offer it to him first, to try to see his perspective first, mm-hmm. and give that to him. And you may either get it back from him or from other people in your life, because that's how one of God's principles works.
Mm, very good.
And just to add quickly onto that is that the first attribute we see of love in 1 Corinthians 13 is love is patient. So to just really affirm what Alice is saying is that as you sow into him empathy and understanding, and as you implement the comfort circle, be patient with it. He needs time. And I believe he actually gets more. He understands more than what he's able to communicate. You just have to trust that at that deeper level and just be patient with it over time.
All right. How does that sound to you? I mean, are those things you've heard before and it's a little discouraging?
No, actually, those aren't. I don't think they are things that I've heard the be patient part, yes.
Yeah.
And I see the whole big picture of the thing. I see my side of it also, too. It's just mm-hmm. I'm very exhausted.
Yeah.
Emotionally
sure.
exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick
question for you. What attracted you to him when you guys were dating? Why did you decide this is the guy for me?
Well, I didn't know about Asperger's, first of all. mm-hmm. Had no yeah. clue about it, but it was his strength. His character and his integrity and his strength. Those are the three things that attracted me to him.
And does he still have that?
Yeah. He does. Absolutely. 1,000%.
Well, there are a lot of women listening, and their husbands don't have that. They act like mm-hmm. they hear and feel and have empathy, and it's all just a cover-up for what's really going on, because mm-hmm. they don't have mm-hmm. character. They are not strong. So try to focus on those things that you can be grateful for, and build him up in those areas, because I think that kind of nurturing is really the only mm-hmm. thing that over time draws a man like him to you. I'm so glad you mm-hmm. called. Really glad you called. And I'll send you Dave Stoops' book, Rethink How You Think. Anybody else, you can get that book for a gift of any amount. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, hey, I want to support you in January, the month where fewer people support ministries than any other month in the history of the world. So it's, you know, the year-end giving comes, and then here's January. So we'll send you that book. But I'm going to send it to you because I think it can really help. You know, all of us need to step back and ask, is there a perspective we're not seeing? Could it help if we did?
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip. And that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Glad you're with us here today on New Life. We'll be in the studio another 2.5 hours, and you can join us at 1-800-229-3000. Alice, you had a comment there at the break. You wanted to share about our previous caller there, so... What were you thinking?
I do. Sue, this is for you and also for anyone else that feels like their partner doesn't get their perspective, can't put themselves in their shoes. Because I think this is incredibly common. I think it's something we see between males and females in general, but it, just in the whole population we see this. Because when we're describing a problem to someone, that other person, the listener, has a tendency to try to fix it, to try to minimize how we feel, to try to even negate what we feel, sometimes because of their discomfort with our discomfort or our problem. So we all have this tendency to just get rid of the problem, we want to fix it, we want to move it along. And the comfort circle can revolutionize that problem. And it did for me and my husband. And we even have gotten into the practice where we say, I just need a listener. I don't want you to fix it. I don't want advice. Don't try to even make me feel better. Let me feel what I'm feeling. And the comfort circle teaches us how to do that. And it keeps us structured, especially in highly emotional conversations. It helps us to stay calm and non-defensive and to allow us to feel what we're feeling. And it even teaches us to take the perspective of the other person. So if you haven't read How We Love, get that book. It's a game changer. It has changed my marriage.
It really is. And I hope you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can get a copy of How We Love. It is really one of the major life-changing books that we've offered here. Well, right now, we've talked about living light, and I want to talk with somebody that helps a lot of people get light and stay light. It's Michelle Spadafore. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
Great. We've talked a little bit about living light that we're going to do in about 10 days from now. And I just want, if you could just share with folks what your role is. And you've already been praised that somebody that has lost 65 pounds when they were exercising with you, no shame, no guilt, didn't feel bad. But what really do you see is your role with that weekend?
in a lot of ways, Steve, I feel like I kind of take on some of the practical side of the health and the fitness with being able to lead the workouts, which is such a joy. So I get to go up there and really just let people see that no matter where you are in your fitness journey, you can exercise. We have people who will show you, you know, how to work out from sitting in a chair all the way up to, you know, more advanced moves. So we have something for everybody. So I get to do that each morning, which is great. And then during that time while we're working out, I get to share a little bit of the things that God's put on my heart over the years about when it comes to health and fitness and how to encourage people. And then I also get to talk about nutrition. And this year I'm excited. I have something I'm going to share that I really believe is the number one thing people can do in their diet that will make a huge difference. If they want to lose weight, really, there's one thing that I'm going to recommend as the number one, and I'll be revealing that at the conference.
Wonderful.
So I get to talk about nutrition. I get to talk about really some of the parts about working out that people don't realize, like why do they need to strength train and what's actually going on in your body.
Well, I tell you, Michelle has helped a lot of people go from, as Deb said early in the program, she was allergic to exercise, helped a lot of people go from, I can't do it, to, hey, I could do this. And they start to do that. They start to lose some weight, gain some strength. And then eventually they're doing everything that everybody else is doing. So it's just part of what we do. If you want information on Living Light, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And Michelle, thank you for joining us, and thanks for being part of it. It's going to be a great weekend.
Yeah, can't wait.
Okay, we'll see you soon. That's Michelle Spadafore. She is truly a remarkable person. She can gut an elk that her husband shoots out in the wild. It's amazing. She can process the meat. She's an adventurer. Now, a lot of people say, did you have to share that? Yeah, I really did. Okay, let's go to... Well, let's go to Marie from Cypress, California, another listener on the great station, KKLA. Marie, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing all right. How can we help you today? What's going on?
Okay. My daughter is 19, and she's been seeing this other 19-year-old boy for 2.5 years. And she told me that she wants to move out with him. I don't know when exactly, but I told her if she did that I would no longer help her with school.
Yeah,
because I don't feel comfortable with her doing that.
Right,
and that if she wants to continue with her education, she'll have to get loans to do that.
And what's her response to that?
She hasn't spoken to me for a couple of days.
Okay. All right. And, so what is the question for us then?
Do you think that what I did was appropriate? Because I haven't been able to, if her time that she wants to live with her boyfriend, I don't feel comfortable with her doing that. I just feel like she should be, if she wants to be an adult, she should be an adult, and I shouldn't be taking care of her education for her.
Okay,
you know, there's rules.
Yeah, let's hear from Alice first, and then we'll go to Chris, see what they think. Alice, what do you think? Did she do the right thing?
Well, I definitely think as parents, we have that obligation to speak truth to our children and to warn them of the consequences we think there are in their actions. So I think there's definitely a place here for you to express concern to her and to set limits of what you're willing to do depending on her behavior. I also want to add in that it sounds like she has disconnected from you, which is understandable, maybe even expected that a little bit, given that she's not going to like it if you cut off funds from her. And I think it will be important to you and her to keep relationship through this no matter what happens. And that doesn't mean not setting boundaries. Boundaries are necessary. Having your limitations are necessary with her. But I wonder if you've done this already, and if you haven't, I want to ask you to consider it, that you be asking questions and be open to hearing about her experience about what's going on. And that doesn't mean that you have to approve of what's going on, but sitting down with her to say, tell me what you're thinking about this. You know, I'm gonna put my opinion to the side. You already know I don't want you to move in with him. I actually just want to hear from you. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me what you're excited about. Tell me what you're scared about with this. I think this could be a tough conversation, Marie, for you to have as a mom, because it could feel like you're approving of it. But you have already very clearly expressed what your hope is in the situation, that she doesn't move in. And so to keep relationship with her, I'd ask you to keep in mind the principle of that we speak the truth and we always do it with love and with a lot of grace. Mm-hmm. And so inviting her into conversation this way, I think could help keep the connection and could draw out her thinking about it, which may give you some leeway to have influence as this moves forward.
Hmm. Very good. You know, I think asking a 19-year-old, realistically, what were you thinking my response would be, and why were you disappointed in my response? Sometimes gets them to stop and think, you know, me expecting that of my mother, that was kind of unrealistic. Chris, you have a thought on this?
I just think that this comes down to the difference between a what and a how. I think what you're doing here, there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't want to financially support a decision because she's making decisions as an adult, then she needs to take on that responsibility, no problem. But how you're doing that? Was this a previous expectation? And if not, can you talk about this? And going back to that, it's not an issue of you're trying to control your daughter one way or the other. It's putting it back on yourself, Maria, of like, no, this is what I'm willing to support and not support. And then your daughter has the freedom to accept that help or not accept that help based on her decision. And so this isn't a power play to be like, hey, listen, I'm going to make sure that you don't move in with your boyfriend. And I don't hear that from you, but you want to be careful of that and how she interprets that. And that is just clearly communicating, like what was said, this is a boundary. This is a limitation I have to my financial support, especially of school. So you can move out with them. It's just, I don't approve of that, and that's not what I'll financially support.
And as strange as it may seem, the real issue isn't her living with her boyfriend. The real issue is her doing something that she knows is totally against your values, her separating herself from the family and those values. The values essentially not meaning anything to her at this stage. And so the connection between the two of you, you want to be open with her all the time and let her know that although you can't support what she's doing, you 100% believe in her and love her and know that at one point she's going to come back and respect the values that you've been living by. I'll tell you, in a world like this, we start to think, maybe I'm too tough. Maybe I shouldn't have these standards. Maybe I should go with the culture. Don't you do that. As I said, I was just back from Greece. You know, there were some pretty horrible, horrible things going on back in the Greek-Roman times. And I'll tell you, our folks 2,000 years ago, the apostles, the saints, they died for that truth in the midst of us. Culture that was far more secular and sinful and pagan. So don't budge on the truth, but it's how you have that relationship of sharing the truth. That's what's important. We'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me, Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton, and then Chris Williams, two of our newer folks. We love having them on, or I do. Maybe you don't. I know you do. You tell us you do, and we're glad for that. We've got two other programs after this. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. If you're on the line, I think I'll get to your call in the next program. But
Steve, can I jump in with something really quickly here?
Sure.
I want to go back to this health. It reminds me of the verse that the greatest commandment to love the Lord your God. We don't always give the proper respect to loving God with our body. And even myself, I fall into horrible patterns of unhealth. And just this year and just this morning, I started new. One of the barriers that people struggle with that I hear over and over is they don't know where to start and they don't know what to do. We have the help for you. We know where to start. It's starting exactly where you're at, and it's just a program to follow. It is clear based on evidence outcome, meaning that like people who research this and see what really works, that the difference between having a plan and not having a plan is profound. You'll
Absolutely.
Get better results if you have a plan, if you know where to start, and if someone comes alongside of you and guides you in that. Today is the day. Do it now. Don't wait.
And as Terry McIntosh, who produces this program and directs this program, he's a resolutionist. He says about the 20th or so is when people start falling off from their resolution. So we can help you with that. We can get you back on or get you started. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about it. Right now, I want to go to, how about Michael from Athens, Alabama. I was just in Athens, Greece. Hey, Michael, don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. How could we help you today?
Well, I've got a question. It's an issue with related to my marriage. And long story short, my wife comes out of a family that was emotionally and physically abusive, as well as there was alcoholism and infidelity.
Oh, wow.
She's had restraining orders against her father. She had been married prior to our marriage and left it because of physical violence and broken bones.
Wow.
I didn't realize the extent of it, and I thought the marriage would have been a bigger issue, but it's really her parents. They have a pretty unhealthy connection, and they tend to take her priority, up to 5,000 text messages a month.
Wow.
And we live about 2 hours apart. My family, I'm from about 10 or 12 hours away from where we live. We both have our PhDs. We work in higher education. I work full-time. She works part-time.
Okay.
With one of our second daughter.
So what's the question for us?
We've had some situations. How do I get her to recognize that she needs to be seek therapy individually, but also as a couple? She's threatened to leave me multiple times when I've suggested there might be some job opportunities that would take her away from her family. And I've got one now that could get us as much as a 5 or 6 times increase in our salary.
Wow.
And she threatened to leave me in the past, and I'm afraid I'm just paralyzed by anxiety that I can't even bring it up.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, What are you thinking there?
Michael, she in that trauma that she has been through, she's going to need a phenomenal amount of safety, especially in decision makings that involve change. Her body is going to react negatively to anything that even smells of change. But I would say, starting with the question of how do I get her into counseling, how you frame that, I believe, is really important. And you may have already framed this well, but it's not a matter of something inside of her needs fixed, or that you're trying to get her fixed or healed so that she can be on board with you. It's a matter of it being about support, being about care, being it about, you know, this is something that we've been through, that we're struggling, and we just need extra support. And I think the best thing here is for you to take the lead on it, for you to continue to take the lead on it. And it may even take something as drastic as, hey, I'm going to schedule an appointment with a couples therapist at this particular time. I'm not trying to coerce or make you do something, but I need it. And I need help here, and I need support, and I want you to be there with me, and I want us to do this together and to get the health and healing that we need.
Alice, we just have a couple of minutes, but what do you think is his best shot at them ending up in a counseling session together with a counselor?
Well, Michael, I have a little strategy that puts a lot of the power in your hands and kind of coincides with some of the things that Chris was mentioning. And it goes back to the principle of the plank versus the sliver, that idea that we need to take the plank out of our own eye before getting the sliver out of someone else's eye. Now, the difficulty is that her problems are very obvious. The history of abuse is very obvious, and it stands out. But I think you have a lot of power here. If you can identify something that you need help with, because we're all imperfect. We all have things that we need to work on. I think that you might be able to invite her into counseling to help you get help for you and your marriage. And if you're willing to humble yourself and reveal, you know, maybe I think I have problems with my anger. And I just decided now's the time. It's still January. I want to get help with this, but I don't think I can do it alone. Would you come into couples counseling and to start off with me getting help with this character issue that I have? If you're able to do that, and of course it has to be genuine, not making this up to trick her into treatment, but rather to truly appeal to intimacy, to improving your marriage by you getting help first. I think you have a great likelihood there of her going in to help you and then eventually being able to get help for the two of you for their marriage and then possibly down the line for her individually if you're willing to start the process first.
Well, I do like that approach of just sharing with her, hey, I can't do it without you. And I need your perspective in there. And hopefully, if you come along with me, and we do this together, we're going to see some great progress, and we're going to come together more fully. I tell you, I just hate it when there's a tremendous conflict and a very, very difficult situation, and one of the folks is not willing to get help. Well, we're just about out of time, but as I said, we have two other programs that we're going to do right now. And if you'd like to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We would love to have you. And then if you need some help, our 800 number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is going to be a great time this weekend for a lot of men at Every Man's Battle. It's going to be a great time for a lot of folks who are coming to Living Light. And you know, one of the great verses, 1 John 1:7, says, if we're living in the light and God is in that light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that a great bit of hope there? That it's the light of Christ that brings fellowship together. That's the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about. It doesn't help you lose a pound right now. It helps you keep it off a year from now. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that. And then in March, take your life back. And don't forget, you can get the discount on our October trip to Greece, the footsteps of Paul. It includes a land, 7 days on land, and then 3 days on a cruise. Get those islands where Paul went. It's going to be a spectacular time. But whatever you're dealing with, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Nothing is going to change if you don't change anything. And so many of you, you've looked at things from your perspective, but you can change that. And many times it just requires a counselor to help you do that, coming to one of our workshops. Maybe it's just a book. And speaking of books, for a gift of any amount here in January, we'll send you Dave Stoops' book, Rethinking How You Think. It's a game changer. And as we know, in Romans 12:2, God says, I'll change the way you think. I'll transform your life by changing the way you think. All right, 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us for the next program. We love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.